Greetings, friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our current series of studies, The Goodness of God. And we're going to read again our theme verse, Romans 2 and 4. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Now you see, we have lifted the words, the goodness of God, right out of this verse into the title of this series of studies. I'm going to read the verse again. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God wants to be kind to men. He wants to win them for himself. He wants to win them for his love. That's why he gave his dear son on the cross, was to win this world back to him. Satan took the world away from him in the Garden of Eden, took the race of man away from him. Now God wants to win them back by his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now today on the broadcast, we are going to speak on the subject, the remembrance and the examples of godly men from time past. And we're going to take the first section of our study, the remembrance of the godly men in biblical times, and then the remembrance of the godly men in our own life stories. First of all, we'll speak of the elders at Ephesus. The Apostle Paul spent 3 years at Ephesus. He loved those people. And he was going from Macedonia to Jerusalem, and he came by Ephesus. Ephesus was inland. But he called for the elders to come out to him to Miletus. And we read here that when he got the elders out there, he says to them, he gives them a shocking revelation. And now, verse 25, and now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching in the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Paul had a revelation from God that he was going to heaven, that he was going to have to leave the Ephesians and all the other people that he loved so dearly. And like a good shepherd, he wanted them in the hands of good people. So he calls these elders at Ephesus, and he says, verse 26, wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I am not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock. You see, there were shepherds, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers. Now, they're called earlier in the chapter elders. Here they're called shepherds. Well, really, you can understand that they are shepherds. They are to feed the flock of God, have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. We'll read the verse again. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased in his own blood. Now the Apostle Paul here, he gives them really four admonitions. He says, take heed to yourselves. See that you stay in close fellowship with God, so that you're good shepherds. See that our Lord Jesus Christ, who was the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus himself, said of himself, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Paul is telling these men, keep yourself in touch with a good shepherd. And that was one admonition. Then he says, take heed to the flock. See that none stray away. See that none are overcome by evil doctrine, by wrong doctrine. Take heed to the flock. And then the third admonition, feed the flock. Feed them on what? The Word of God. This is spiritual food. This is the spiritual green pastures for the sheep of the Lord today. Is the Word of God. So here he is. He's challenging them to feed the flock. And then the last admonition, beware of false shepherds. He tells us immediately after verse 28 here in this chapter. He says in verse 29, for this I know, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. They're not interested in the good of the flock. And Paul says, he warns them, beware of false shepherds. All right, now let's talk about these these men, and then move into another situation in the New Testament where God has a message, or the Lord has a message for Paul in respect to elders. He tells them about the elders in Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to read those verses, Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 7 and 8. Remember them which have the rule over you, which have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Now this is a very important scripture and admonition to elders. We have three very important words in this 8th, 7th verse of the book of Hebrews, 13th chapter of Hebrews. Now we have here the admonition to remember them, the admonition to consider them, the admonition to follow them. They were to follow their leaders. These elders had been leaders to the people of God. They had been shepherds of the flock. And Paul says now, to these people, as he gives the word to the Hebrews, and this was all not too long before he was taken home to heaven, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. First of all, remember them. Call them to mind. Think of the good things that they did for you, how unselfish they were, and how kind that they were to you. This is the goodness of God reflected through the elders. And then he tells them, consider them. Now that word consider is a strong word. And it means simply judge carefully. It means to give careful thought to. Consider them. What led them? What motivated these men? We'll get to it in just a moment. Consider what motivated them. Well, it was Christ. We see that in verse 8. We'll go into it in just a moment. And then the admonition was to follow them. The same Christ that motivated them could do the same for those to whom Paul was writing. Now, I want to add this most important, lovely verse, the 8th verse of the 13th chapter of Hebrews. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to read the verses together. You won't get the force of it. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That conversation is their manner of life. What was their motivation? Jesus Christ, the true shepherd, the great shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. And here they are, and Paul says now, remember them, follow them. You can trust them. The Holy Spirit, just as he did there in Acts chapter 20, the Holy Spirit made them the rulers over you, the leaders over you, and follow those leaders. Remember, consider, follow. And the same Christ that motivated them to do the same for those to whom Paul was writing. I think this is a lovely verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you think of the skill of the Spirit of God in writing the Word of God and combining these verses together, giving them the admonition, and then turning right around and saying, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think that these examples of true elders in the New Testament are so lovely. These are not the only examples of the elders, but there are two that I selected that we could consider in the short time that we have on the air. Now, we're going to the second part of our study, the remembrance of godly men in our life stories. I have one particular shepherd that I remember that was so good to me. He taught me, and I just love that man. He's in heaven, but I'll see him someday. And I just recall the goodness and the care that he had over his sheep that he had pointed to the Lord, incidentally. And same Christ that motivated the godly men in biblical times also motivated that man. He reached me with the gospel. I'm eternally indebted to that man and his teaching. And I can think of other men that I have revered who taught the word of God. They fed the flock. They preached the word. They fed the flock. They took them to the green pastures. And, oh, the good word of God. We've already considered that the goodness of God is reflected in the fact that he gave us the word of God. Oh, what a treasure. As we have said, the wonderful treasure of the word of God, how great it is. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, the word of the Bible and I. Now, the Apostle Paul, now it's not the Apostle Paul this time, it's those of this day that we are to follow. God gives his people shepherds. There are shepherds today of God's people, not in the literal sense, but certainly in the spiritual sense. The sheep of God need to be fed, and those shepherds, out of love to those dear children of God, feed them the word of God, and they can go on developing, and they are necessary too, these shepherds, these pastors that God has given to the church today. How wonderful it is. And only the Holy Spirit can make an elder. We saw that in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Did you notice that? Did I mention it? I think probably I did. Over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. Only the Holy Spirit of God can make an elder. An elder is a very special person. Paul was one, and there are other elders. Peter was an elder. Thank God he was an elder. He looked after the sheep of God. Now, as far as we are concerned, we are to remember those godly men in our lives and follow their examples, just like we read there in the 20th chapter of Acts, verses 18 and on those scriptures. Now, here we are. We're going to have to close the broadcast today, but just a few more remarks. Only the Spirit of God can make an elder. And he did indeed make those at Ephesus to be elders. I think that the people of God need prayers. I think that they need shepherding. They're straying. There's many things to lead them away. Many false doctrines in the world today. And the people of God need shepherd care. They need to be looked after. And certainly that is one of the most grand callings in the scripture, to be an elder. Now, an elder, the specifications are outlined by the Apostle Paul. They're gracious people. They are people that love the souls of people. And they are just as much in concern with people as Moses was with the Israelites, as David was with those people of his day, the Israelites, too, of his kingdom, rather. And think of that. God has given us those kinds of men today. Have you found them? Our Father today, shed your holy light on the scriptures, we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.